Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of John, chapter 13. And before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should travel out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and went to God, rises from supper and lays aside his garments, and taking a cloth, girded himself. Then he pours water into the basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to wipe them with the cloth with which he was girded. Then he comes to Simon Peter, who says to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know after these things. Peter says to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, Unless I wash thee, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter says to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus says to him, He who is bathed has no need except to wash the feet, but is wholly clean. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew the one betraying him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Therefore, when he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, reclining again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for I am. If then I have washed your feet, being the Lord and the teacher, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, you also should do. We read further from the Heavenly Doctrine in the work Divine Providence, number 151. But it shall now be told briefly how the internal man is reformed and the external by means of it. The internal man is not reformed merely by knowing, understanding, and being wise, consequently not by thought alone, but by willing that which knowledge, understanding, and wisdom teach. When a man, from his knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, sees that there is a heaven and a hell, and that all evil is from hell and all good is from heaven, if he ceases to will evil because it is from hell and wills good because it is from heaven, he is in the first stage of reformation and is at the threshold from hell into heaven. When he goes further and wills to refrain from evils, he is in the second stage of reformation and is outside of hell, but not yet in heaven. He sees heaven above him. Man must have such an internal in order to be reformed, and yet he is not reformed unless the external is reformed as well as the internal. The external is reformed by means of the internal when the external refrains from the evils that the internal does not will because they are infernal, and still more, when the external for this reason shuns evils and fights against them. Thus, willing is the internal and doing is the external. For unless one does that which he wills, there is within a failure to will, and finally, the willing ceases. From these few statements, it can be seen how the external man is reformed by means of the internal. This is what is meant by the Lord's words to Peter. Jesus said, If I do not wash thee, thou hast no part with me. Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who is bathed has no need except to wash his feet, but is wholly clean. To wash means spiritual washing, which is to cleanse from evils. Washing the head and the hands means to cleanse the internal man, and washing the feet means to cleanse the external man. That when the internal man has been cleansed, the external must be cleansed is meant by this. He who is bathed has no need except to wash his feet. That all cleansing from evils is from the Lord is meant by this. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. That among the Jews, washing represented cleansing from evils, and this is what washing signifies in the word, and washing the feet signifies the cleansing of the natural or external man, has been shown in the Arcana Celestia in many places. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.